This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, in the courthouse in Washington, D.C. at this hour, about to be sentenced after pleading guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition. Special Counsel Robert Mueller recommending no prison time for Flynn, saying he's cooperated greatly in the ongoing Russia investigation. The Chicago Police Department remains in mourning after two of its officers were killed yesterday, struck by a commuter train as they were investigating a report of shots fired. It's expected that the Federal Reserve's policymaking arm will end a meeting that starts today and ends tomorrow with an announcement that it's going to raise interest rates again. President Trump tweets this morning that he hopes he doesn't see that happen. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels reportedly sent cast member Pete Davidson to get help after Davidson wrote on Instagram over the weekend that he didn't want to be on this earth anymore. Police in New York City checked up on him after he posted that message. All of the SNL sketches he was to be in were scrapped over the weekend, though Davidson appeared in the show to present the musical guests.
This is not about Republicans and Democrats. This is about what does it mean to be an American.
After another closed-doors meeting with Republican members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees yesterday, former FBI Chief James Comey was slamming Republicans, who he says have to stop being numb to President Trump's actions and words.
Republicans used to understand that the actions of a president matter, the words of a president matter, the rule of law matters, and the truth matters. Where are those Republicans today?
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tweets that Republicans should actually be standing up to Comey and what she calls his tremendous corruption. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You've probably heard about that latest ruling on Obamacare by a federal judge last Friday. It's had many folks wondering, what's next? Well, here's more on that from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Immediate changes to health insurance coverage aren't likely, even after a federal judge in Texas ruled that Obamacare is unconstitutional. As far as when we can expect to hear something more about this case, Hadley Heath Manning is the director of policy with the Independent Women's Forum. She believes
this could drag on for months as it works its way through the court system. People will remember that in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act passed, many states, led by Florida at that time, filed a lawsuit against the individual mandate. And that case was filed like the evening that the law was signed by President Obama. And it took until 2012 before the Supreme Court decided the case. And of course, that's the ruling everyone remembers, where Justice Roberts sided with the majority and said that this was a proper use of Congress's taxing power.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
When report cards go home on a Friday, reports of child abuse rise on a weekend. That's according to a new study that looked at data from Florida's public school system and that state's child abuse hotline. Researchers say the abuse can possibly be linked to a parent's anger about school performance or behavior. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host, John Stone Street, is with us. Merry Christmas, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Hey, what a great time, you know, this time of year, of this season. You know, I was thinking about this, John. Of all the holidays that we celebrate in this country, there is just something incredibly special, and I think you have to thank God for it because, you know, whether it's Easter, you know, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, whatever it is, those are one day activities or over a weekend kind of thing. But here, and especially this year, what do we got? Almost 6 weeks of, you know, Christmas and getting into it. And I know some people might say, what do you mean 6 weeks? It's been going on for months. Right around Halloween, you know, we started seeing, you know, Christmas decorations up in the malls and all that stuff, everybody getting an early jump on it. But unlike any other holiday, I mean, we've got weeks to really get ready again to remember what it meant, you know, for Jesus, for God to give us Jesus, to have God amongst us. You know, to touch this time of year, you talk about a gift that keeps on giving, right?
Well, it is. I mean, in the church calendar, you know, there was a season set aside to prepare for Christmas, kind of like Lent is a preparation for Easter. A lot of churches don't follow that calendar, or a lot of, you know, we might have Advent calendars here or there, but Advent really is a time kind of like Lent of repentance, of really reflecting in on the promises that were made to the nation of Israel and why Jesus' coming was necessary. And these are important things, because otherwise we will tend to kind of see, you know, Jesus as kind of a, you know, a little baby in a manger, a very nice little gift to the world, which of course, all of that's true, but it misses the fullness that this was the pivotal event in history, the incarnation. In fact, C.S. Lewis said that the incarnation is the central miracle proclaimed in the Bible. That, in other words, if God really became man, then it's what the entire history of the world has been about. Exactly. And so, yeah, it's great to have weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, of decoration and fun and music. My daughters, they want to start listening to Christmas music around August. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've got to hold them.
Those are my kind of girls, because I'm listening to Christmas music in March and April. The kids are going, Dad, it's March or April. What are you doing?
It's March or April. Yeah.
That's the way they are.
They want to do that, and but we just don't want to miss that it's. That this is it's not just a fun event. It's not just a holiday event. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we can be lost in the commercialization and so on. But that really, this is a defining moment of human history. This is the center of it all right here. It gives meaning to every other moment in human history. And so, yeah, it is a great time of year from all of those standpoints.
Well, I like what this one deacon had to say over the weekend. He says, you know, I find myself living in two realms during this season. One is remembering that Jesus came over 2,000 years ago, and the other realm is that Jesus is coming back any moment now. And I thought, well, you know, you're exactly right, you know, that you have that one foot in that arena that remembers Christ and 2,000 plus years ago, what Jesus meant to this world in, you know, coming to redeem it, to really give to us an inheritance of goodwill, you know, toward one another and peace on earth. I mean, that is just absolutely awesome. And then, of course, here we also live in the reality that we're not quite there yet, but that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords will come and he will reign over all. And at that time, all that we know that is within us that screams out, John, in our inner being that says, hey, we're missing the mark, and this is the way it should be. And for those moments during this holiday season outside of the, you know, the tinsel and the Christmas music and those moments of sober spiritualism, we're able to maybe grasp even for a moment what Christmas truly is all about.
Yeah, well, let's pray to that end. I mean, yeah. That's you know, I think it's more and more difficult in a lot of different ways. You know, to remember that, I think for many of us, you know, Christmas is a shopping season. You know, with maybe some Jesus mentions on the weekend and on the radio. I mean, we did a breakpoint recently and on the worst Christmas music. You know, just because you know some of this stuff, like, you know. Yeah, they do know it's Christmas in Africa because, you know, because Africa was a Christian continent for a really long time. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you have these kind of really ridiculous Christmas songs and they're playing incessantly over and over and over and over. And you've got, of course, the, you know, the sales and the commercialism and the marketing and so on. And you got the family stress, and then you've got the, you know, everything else. It's got to be something you got to be intentional about. And,
exactly.
And that's why. For our family, you know, basically using the church calendar to hold tight to Advent and to go through some of those exercises, because I think that's something that we forget is culture teaches us as much by its rhythms as it does by its messages. It puts us in a rhythm that's contrary to the gospel, and so you got to put yourself and your family in a better rhythm, and this is an opportunity to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the culture is so invaded with all this secularism that we really miss out on the true gift of Christmas. And, you know, John, congratulations, you know, to you and your family to hold true. And I know there's other people, many millions of people. You know, I get emails. You know, I hear how people are praying for the holiday, participating in the Advent season. And I think that's awesome. And we need more of that. And we need to be able to talk, you know, more about our experiences during this Advent season. Not because we want to boycott some song, you know, that suddenly has become a problem for someone. And, you know, whatever. I mean, that stuff's going to fall where it's going to fall. You know, the big loss is that God himself gave us the greatest gift of all in his son, Jesus Christ. I mean, if you give yourself some time and just ponder on what that means, and if you were given the situation where you were the father and you had to sacrifice your own son for a bunch of knuckleheads that you didn't necessarily know, that, you know, blasphemed you and didn't respect you, you know, what would you offer?
Well, I would say no. I mean, I love you guys, but not my son. And I think a lot of us feel that way. So, and also to realize too that biblically speaking, it's not just on. You know, this is going to reverse the curse, and I think that that's one of the things too. Kind of coming out of the full message of Scripture, it's not just how I can become a Christian. It's not just how God can save that knucklehead over there. As good as it is, I mean, if that's all there was to this whole story, that'd be something. But this really is the pivotal event in human history. This is what connects the beginning of the story, the creation, with the new creation, what we read at the end of the story. You know, this is what Isaac Watts was, I think, trying to say when he talks about that Christ's blessings are spread as far as the curse is found. So as wide as creation is as wide as the fall, and the impact of the incarnation ultimately and the restoration of all things, that's as wide as that. I mean, this is a This is how, you know, in the great stories, the great myth of history, you know, you have this beginning, something goes wrong and something fixes it. Well, this is that same thing, but it's not a myth. It's the story of the entire cosmos.
Exactly.
That, you know, this ensures the reign of Christ for all times and all things being made new. So, you know, that's why this is so important. And it's so much like God to do these massive things in the world and in our own lives through such small means, you know, in a little town and a little stable and little manger. I mean, you just kind of go through that and say, this is how the whole story is going to be fixed. That's pretty amazing.
It really is. He's the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host. More from John Stone Street after this.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America
just the way you like us, fresh and independent. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. John Stone Street continues with us, the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host. John, this country was in mourning, and the effects of the passing of George H.W. Bush, quite profound. And I found it quite interesting that we could get out of our politics for a moment, as best as we could right now, all things considered, and really, pause and consider the legacy of this former president.
Well, I hope we don't miss it. There was an awful lot of virtue signaling that went on during that week. I mean, you know, there was to a group of people who at one time hated and ridiculed George H.W. Bush, suddenly he was a really convenient way to attack the current president. And that's missing it. What we can actually learn from this week. It was unfortunate that we saw so much of that, because what we actually, if you kind of back out of the way and look at it without political lenses on, there's this idea that theologians call common grace, and that means that there are these eternal truths about life in the world as God made them that are still available to us, even though we're fallen, even though we've fallen away from God in our sin. This is what the truths that are written on our hearts, as Paul puts it, are the things we can't not know, as one philosopher once put it. And I think that's what we saw last week. I talked about this on Breakpoint, our daily commentary, because, you know, what we saw was a nation really celebrate that life is best lived in service of a cause greater than ourselves. We saw the celebration of lifelong married love, the beautiful relationship that George Bush had with his bride Barbara. We saw the celebration of strong family, and how that a strong family can actually lead to blessing, you know, the world beyond your family, and also all about sacrifice and, you know, that sort of thing. And you kind of look at our larger cultural picture, Bill, what you see is that those are four things that are widely discredited, dismissed, or attacked right now, right?
I mean, exactly.
That there is
right.
Such a thing as lifelong married love. Nobody takes that seriously anymore. That we should live life for a great cause as opposed to just live for the moment, do what we want, get what we want out of life when we can. You know, family is being redefined, you know, culturally to legislatively. I mean, you have these four things. No four things have been more widely attacked than those four things, culturally speaking, whether it's politically or you know, through film or story or, you know, whatever. And yet that those things could not be suppressed. I mean,
exactly.
You know, as good as humans are at suppressing these eternal truths, those things bubbled up and as we remember this life. I mean, look, I don't agree with everything that George H.W. Bush said or did. I didn't agree with all of his policies. I'm probably more conservative than him in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, those were good things that the whole world couldn't deny. I think it tells us a lot about, A, these truths are actually in the world, like gravity. You can deny gravity, but you can't step off a roof and not hit the ground. You can deny the good of lifelong married love and the beauty of family, but you can't deny them and then try to live without the consequences. What we saw is that these truths are baked into our human hearts, and that's why we spent all last, or a couple weeks ago, celebrating those things.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. And as you say, these truths become self-evident. To such a degree that it's inarguable. I mean, what can you do? And the other thing is that I thought was so powerful about these truths, John, that you're referring to, is that you talk about something that unifies us. I mean, for a moment, we started coming together, and this has been the heart's cry of many from coast to coast across our great country, of what is it going to take to bring us back together? And as you say, and I'm with you, I hope we do not lose the value and really the teaching opportunity that even as George H.W. Bush left this earth and what he left behind in his legacy and in his memory and how people spoke of him. They spoke of these undeniable truths and qualities that nobody could argue about. I know that some pundits tried to use some of the things to beat up President Trump. So big what? You know, that's just as part of the daily culture right now. But these truths are, as you say, self-evident. And these are the truths that unite us. These are the truths that our founding fathers referred to. And these are, I guess you might say, when we focus and embrace these truths, maybe that's when our better angels come out. What do you think?
Well, I think so. And I think these are not just four truths that are make your life better, although they do. But they're really four truths without which it's going to be really hard to build a sustainable culture or
right.
civilization. And that's why I think it's so important to highlight these four. Mm-hmm. That if
well, they reflect God's glory. You know, when you think about
it, John,
they really do. That's God. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, it's really hard to imagine a culture, a society that has a future in which everyone is a narcissist and living for themselves.
It's
certainly hard. We've seen what happens in communities where marriage breaks down, where dads aren't around to take care of their kids and to invest in them and teach long-term lessons. When that doesn't happen, then you see what happens in communities where the vast majority of marriages fail and people are raised without dads and so on. And so, you know, these are things that are, again, as built into the world as gravity is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's like, you know, these truths, people, I've heard people compare these to like trying to push down beach balls under the surface of the pool.
Right.
You can push them down, but they pop up. And you can push one down here, but the one over there is going to pop up. And it just felt like these eternal truths were popping up all over the place the week we were remembering President George H.W. Bush.
Exactly. Well, you also pointed out something in a recent publication regarding Lauren Daigle, and I really feel for her situation, but I think this is something for all of us to learn, you know, especially for those that find themselves in the limelight. You know, there is a reason that the Bible warns us about positions of leadership, and maybe being in leadership too soon and being ill-prepared in terms of a lack of a foundation and fortification and knowing really what you believe. I mean, Paul says that we should be ready in and out of season to give the reason for our hope. And Lauren Daigle, I think, is doing some soul searching as a result of the predicament she found herself in.
Well, we live in a culture in which we don't usually elevate leaders. We elevate celebrities. And oftentimes, you know, these celebrities don't even have much of a say in that. So I really feel for Lauren Daigle. A lot of people really were harsh on her because of a response that she gave to the question after being on Ellen. I think it was a podcast that asked her, you know, is homosexuality a sin? And she really hedged on that. And of course, you know, a lot of people threw her under the bus. But you know, here's what we need to understand. Lauren Daigle, by the way, is Rolling Stone back in September said that she was bigger than Drake and Ariana Grande. I mean, she's an amazing talent. She's really a very incredible. She's an incredible singer, Grammy nominated, and so on and so on and so on. But she's not a, you know, theologically trained leader, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to give her a kind of the benefit of the doubt, simply because a lot of pastors have been asked that on national television, mm-hmm. who should have been prepared, and they fumbled on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of you know, when Joel Osteen was asked, very different.
Exactly.
I remember when Rick Warren was asked, he nailed it. I mean, he knew it was going to be a question, and he was ready to articulate it, and he was ready to take the heat because of it. And so a lot of people threw Lauren Daigle under the bus. We didn't, other than to say a couple things. Number one is we do live in a culture in which celebrity trumps preparation, celebrity trumps leadership, and that's really unfortunate. I mean, we can see that at every layer of culture where sometimes we confuse leadership with celebrity. And we shouldn't do that as Christians. But also, here's the thing we need to know. To not be prepared for that question is unfortunate in two ways. Number one is you got to know the question's coming. You got to know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And for all of us that are grumpy if that Lauren Daigle didn't answer right on national television, you got to know the question's coming at Christmas dinner this year. Like, what are you going to say? I mean, it's not just her that's going to be put on the spot. every single one of us is going to be put on the spot. And we might be put on the spot in a situation where our career depends on it, or our, you know, livelihood depends on it, or a friendship or a social acceptance depends on it. Are we going to be ready? Are we going to be able to both have an articulate response that's also not compromising of the truth? So before we throw her under the bus, that's the first thing we need to realize.
Well, John Stone Street, as always, appreciate the time. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. We'll be talking to you in 2019 again. He's the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host, John Stone Street, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined a year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, is before a judge at a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. at this hour, about to be sentenced after pleading guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition. Special counsel Robert Mueller recommending no prison time for Flynn, saying he's cooperated greatly in the ongoing Russia investigation. The Chicago Police Department remains in mourning after two of its officers were killed yesterday, struck by a commuter train as they were investigating a report of shots fired. It's expected that the Federal Reserve's policymaking arm will end a meeting that starts today and ends tomorrow with an announcement that it's going to raise interest rates again. President Trump tweets this morning that he hopes he doesn't see that happen. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information that you need to know is right there. And all the information you need to know about workshopping, you're going to find out about here very shortly. Because we have Ryan Sutton, the district president, with Robert Half talking about a new survey that says employees who shop online from the office using corporate devices, well, we know they're rampant in the office. New research shows, according to a survey by staffing from Robert Half Technology, nearly two-thirds of professionals said they plan to shop online from work this holiday season. But meanwhile, the bosses have something else to say about this. Right, Ryan?
That's right. Yeah, unfortunately, it's such an interesting dynamic where we acknowledge that we accept and we admit that we're going to do some shopping from work, and companies acknowledge that they allow it, but they also acknowledge that their deepest concern is the security risk that comes along with that online shopping.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, boy, with viruses running rampant and that sort of thing, you need to protect it. You know, what do you suggest that some of these offices do? Maybe have, you know, free time for employees to be able to do it if they bring their own devices in or something? Because the temptation is there. I mean, you're on your computer. Next thing you know, Amazon's flashing up something because you did an earlier search and they know that you're interested in this. And there's a countdown for you to save money if you do it now. And, hey, you're only a couple of clicks away, right?
Exactly. No, it's funny. Obviously, you know, one of the irons of the whole your own device concept is, you know, typically you won't be able to access the firewall or the Wi-Fi in some situations, depending on the company. Mm-hmm. So what winds up happening is a lot of employers have actually allowed that access over the years, but they do allow it with admittedly some monitoring restrictions, where essentially what they try to do is allow the access to the trusted kind of known sites. Amazon, for example, is one that's typically allowed, mm-hmm. but unknown sites will typically be blocked or monitored just to kind of have that right level of prudence while trusting the employees to more or less do the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I got to imagine this is, I mean, of all things that you have to do, you're getting down to the end of the year, you're scrambling, you got, you know, Christmas parties and all other kind of interruptions, and meanwhile, you still got to kind of squeeze some business in there, but now you've got to do a training session on how to shop online, right?
Exactly. It's funny. And I actually had heard a great suggestion from a client recently where what they said they were recommending doing was kind of having almost what you'd call, like, you know, allowed hours. Now, obviously, yes. That wasn't built into the system, but mm-hmm. what they did is they actually brought in and said they were going to bring in, you know, hot chocolate, coffee, cookies, and treats and have some online shopping lunchtime. So that way, kind of to your point, they could really kind of put that online shopping during certain hours while keeping productivity up. And one of the side benefits they thought people might get culturally was, you know, sharing some deals. Hey, I just got this great deal
exactly.
on this site. Go ahead yourself.
Right. Yeah, make it a win-win proposition, because I'm like you, Ryan. I don't like an employee to feel like, hey, they're cheating the system or doing something they can't feel good about it. I mean, this breaks down integrity. I mean, here we are, you know, going into a season, you know, of love and peace and goodwill toward one another, and we're kind of adding to the problem. So congratulations to those CEOs and those bosses that can see, hey, look, let's not trip our employees up. Let's find a way to make it a win-win proposition, right? Because I got to imagine the employees that are given this accommodation probably feel better about their job, don't they?
You would think so. And, you know, again, kind of, you know, as you mentioned, the holiday season, well, take the holiday season out of it. We're also in the hottest recruiting cycle that we've seen historically ever.
Mm-hmm.
So when you now kind of factor in, you're talking historic low unemployment rates, tough to find talent, high turnover, wage growth, all the just challenges we face as employers in the current economy to, you know, it's kind of the old pick the battle, pick the hill.
Right.
And this, in the grand scheme, is probably one of the smallest things we can do to our employees to give them a little bit of trust and give them a little extra work-life balance this time of year, because we know how tough it is to get it all done during the holiday season.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, people are upgrading. This is, you know, we can give thanks to the economy on one hand. On the other hand, for bosses that are trying to protect, you know, their human resources and the objectives and mission of the company, you know, they say, okay, well, I'll accommodate, you know, some holiday shopping. That's okay. But, hey, do me a favor. Don't be shopping for a new job on my time and my equipment.
Yeah, I think that is not the shopping that the survey probably had employers admit that they were supportive of.
So what else did you find from this survey? You know, as we say, 64% of employees plan to shop online at work this season. Wow, that's, you know, potentially could cause a dip in productivity, could it not?
It could, you know, and it's one of those where I think ultimately it comes down to trust, you know, and in the grand scheme, you know, we give our employees breaks. We trust them to get the workflow accomplished on a daily basis. So you could look at this in a lot of ways, and one way to look at it is to say that 64% of employees feel comfortable being honest with their employer,
mm-hmm.
whereas, you know, I'd have to believe that, quite frankly, the number's closer to 100.
Right.
You know, and when you look at, you know, the employee, the employers themselves, you know, 64% of the employees, again, admit to shopping, 36 are going to shop several times a week. Throughout the holiday season, 69% of employers surveyed actually do say they allow that access.
Right.
And what's interesting, to have 7 out of 10, you know, allow that access, yet 1 out of 2 are concerned about security risks.
Right.
And they kind of buried in there is, ironically, only 1 in 3 are really concerned about productivity, yet 2 in 3 are concerned about security.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. The security issue I could see as a big red flag. Productivity was also important for me, and that is that, you know, if I knew somebody was going to do something and we had an opportunity to manage it, why don't you manage it in a situation to where it serves you better? For example, we know that employees, when they come into work early in the morning, up till maybe about 12 noon, probably their most productive part of the hours on the clock, I'd want them to be dedicating those hours on behalf of the company, not necessarily shopping, and say, okay, look at, hey, we'll maybe we'll ring the bell at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and say, time to shop, and let them have at it. That way, we leave the most productive hours, you know, we leave them alone and respect those hours to be most productive so that we have the minimal amount of interruption as possible.
No, agreed, and I think that's just quite simply a more intelligent approach than straight out banning. Because again, I think to your point in mind and the survey results, it is more or less inevitable that employees are going to try to online shop. Majority of employees during the holiday season. How do we, you know, kind of do it in the right parameters? How do we support our employees in a tough economy, labor wise, while not having them feel micromanaged?
Ryan, a little bit of this is, you know, kind of the, you know, the cows are out of the barn. At this point, I mean, this has been going on for a long time, where workers have, you know, even passively have been allowed to shop at work. Now, all of a sudden, your survey comes out and says, hey, look, we got these issues here. How do we handle it? And then sometimes you get these micromanagers who come in, and boy, they disturb the culture, and people aren't happy come Christmas time.
No, exactly. And it's, you know, and it's a simple point you make, which is, you know, this survey aside, the growth of online shopping is clearly headed in one direction, and that's not backwards. It's, you know, you're seeing more and more purchases made via an online site, whether it's, you know, your personal phone, via a mobile app, whether it's via a laptop or a computer or a tablet. You are seeing a dramatic increase in purchases done online, and we saw that result with Cyber Monday this year, the biggest one of all time.
Wow.
It is, you know, for lack of a simple word, inevitable, and call it progress or not, it is moving in that direction.
So we just have to find a way to get in front of it and, you know, create a win-win proposition, as you say, especially at a time as well where you've got employees not only looking for Christmas gifts, but maybe even looking for a new job because things look a little bit greener on the other side of the pasture here. Well, Ryan, this is great stuff. I appreciate you stopping by. Ryan Sutton is the district president from Robert Half Technology. Ryan, where can they go if they want some more information?
Let's go to our website, roberthalf.com, and you can go to the technology sector of it and look at all the different surveys we've done. There's many others we've done on, you know, wage growth and salaries, and the Salary Center is a great place to go to see your market value for potential future roles.
You got it. Thank you so much, Ryan. Appreciate it. You take care.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Us.
You got it.
You too.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Chris Luce is going to be joining us here in a few moments. He's a co-founder and chief scientific officer with Frequency Therapeutics. And because we're going to talk about hearing loss, you know, it isn't something most of us think about until we reach a certain age, or if we can't suddenly we find ourselves finding it difficult to hear. But if you think it only affects older generations, think again. The World Health Organization suggests that 1.1 billion people between the ages of 12 to 35 years old are at risk of developing hearing loss. The reason? Experts say a big part of this risk has to do with everyday noise pollution. Everything from the fire alarm going off in your building to cheering in a loud stadium to even the loud noises that farm machinery can produce. This can increase during the holidays due to more people being out during the busy travel season, as you can imagine. Well, Dr. Luce is with us, and we're going to be talking about what noise-induced hearing loss is, how it impacts millions of people, new techniques and potential therapeutics and clinical trials that may repair damaged tissue in the ear, steps you can take to help prevent hearing loss, how our workplace may be impacting our hearing, and why big sporting events or concerts are great to watch, but not great to hear. Dr. Chris Luce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this. As I say, until it affects you, you think, well, hearing loss, not that big a deal. But, boy, the numbers we're looking at, you know, 1.1 billion just between the ages of 12 to 35 years old. I mean, this is what I would call a crisis, is it not?
I'd agree with you. And I think with the hearing loss, it not just creates problems with communication, but it can even lead to depression or anxiety and even hasten dementia as people become more isolated from their environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're touching a little bit on the effects, but let's make sure everybody understands when we talk about noise-induced hearing loss, what do you mean?
Noise-induced hearing loss is when there's excessive noise in your environment, and that actually kills the hair cells that are in our ear that really are the antenna that allow us to hear.
Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't touch on this in the intro, but my thought is also, you know, I've been in radio most of my life, so I've had headsets, but unlike many of the other people in radio who have the headsets blasting so loud, I can't do it. I have one cup over one ear, the other kind of off the side, just so that I can hear myself without feeling like I'm bombing away at my eardrums. But then I watch these kids with these ear pods that they're so directly connected to their ears away. They are inside the ear. Is that having an effect on hearing loss?
Well, this absolutely is, and it's both how loud the sounds are, but also the duration of time that you're exposed to it is just as important. And as you look at people who have earbuds in for just hours at a time every day, that represents a real risk.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk about some of the signs and symptoms of the early stages of hearing loss.
Out for. First, just having difficulty in ordinary conversations or noisy environments. But you also can look around to see, are you turning up your radio or TV higher than usual or higher than other people need it? And this is something we should pay attention to both for ourselves as well as our loved ones.
Right. Especially if your wife is saying repeatedly, I told you, but you're not hearing me, right? And she has such a nice way of saying that it also you know, makes it warm and fuzzy. But, you know, we have to be more aware, basically. That's what you're saying. And all these are indicators. Now, hearing loss, is it treatable? And what steps can we take to prevent hearing loss?
Well, let's start with prevention. This is crucial. So when we have noisy environments, like if we're going to a concert or a sporting event, we should wear earplugs because there's dangerous sounds that are present that can cause immediate hearing loss, and that's really irreversible. And even for more normal or everyday environments like on airplanes or in traffic or around machines, we should think about using noise-canceling headphones or other devices to try to reduce our exposure.
Mm-hmm. Those are good ideas. Okay, so is it treatable?
Right now, there are no actual treatments. There are aids, such as devices, which can make noises louder for us to help understand, but don't actually fix the problem and replace hair cells or the biology. But we at Frequency are developing technology. We hope we'll have the ability to regenerate hair cells and help with hearing loss and actually reversing it potentially.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're visiting with Chris Luce. He's the Chief Scientific Officer and co-founder of Frequency Therapeutics. Frequency Therapeutics is a clinical stage biotechnology company developing, as he says, small molecule drugs to activate progenitor cells within the body to restore healthy tissue. Chris, how do our daily lives, you know, from work to the subway, even church, impact our hearing?
Well, we can think about this in terms of decibel level. And, for instance, at rush hour traffic, decibels is how loud a noise is. Rush hour can be about 100 decibels, which over time and significant exposure can really hurt your hearing. And, again, with concerts and other events, those goes above 120 decibels, and that can cause immediate loss. So even in our normal lives, we should be very careful and protect ourselves where we can.
Well, speaking of concerts, I'll never forget there was a big rock group that we played a lot of their records. I was working for an L.A. radio station at the time. Looking forward to this concert, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. I was just so looking forward to it. And, of course, the concert promoters, we had great relationships with us, so they wanted to make sure all the disc jockeys had front row centers type seats, right? Well, I get into the venue, and it was absolutely painful, Chris. It was everything I could do, and I go, this is damaging. I even went out, and this is at the Inglewood Forum at the time, and I don't know if you're familiar with the venue, but I went outside into the concession area to, you know, just to get some relief. I mean, that's how bad it was, and it was still painful. And I don't know what the decibel level was that night, but you can imagine back in those rock days, I mean, they turned it up loud, and I thought, oh my goodness, any minute now I'm going to have blood coming out my earlobes here. This is ridiculous. And it wasn't until we got out of the venue, we were out in the parking area, where I could hear it, where it was reasonable, if you could put it that way. But I mean, it was the most painful experience in concert experience. And I thought, my goodness, there are kids, even to this day, that expose themselves on a regular basis to that kind of decibel level.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely the case. If you feel pain, you need to do something to protect yourself and change your environment. Mm-hmm. And if you also think about the performers as well, where there's been a number of major acts canceled in recent time because the artists are getting exposed to this too, and they're getting irreversible loss, which is very traumatic.
You know, you talk about the noise.
Eric Clapton.
Yes, exactly.
Huey Lewis just canceled a concert tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you talk about the noise decibels of everyday traffic. You know, what's the noise decibel levels, you know, like at a baseball game even? Do you have an idea?
Yeah, when the crowd cheers like they have been doing recently in Boston for the Red Sox, where we're based, uh-huh. I can get up to 120 decibels or more.
Wow. And so what is kind of the safe zone? Do you regard as is under 100 or the sustainability in terms, you know, I know that probably becomes part of the equation as well, is how long you're enduring that level. But as you say, normal traffic's 100 decibel. Is that kind of the norm?
The CDC, Center for Disease Control, recommends staying below 85 decibels.
Wow.
So really keeping it down to lower than what we experience certainly on the subway or in traffic. And so if we can protect ourselves with noise-canceling headphones where possible, it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So if you're, you know, say, for example, we're at a baseball game and we get up to 120, I mean, we're, what, 30% over the norm? So does that mean like we're 30% more likely to sustain some hearing loss?
It's actually much worse than that, because decibel is a log scale. It's like the earthquake scale, where every time it goes up 10 decibels, it's roughly doubling or tripling how intense the sounds are. So it really goes up quickly. So in those environments, we really should wear ear protection, just little earplugs you can put in.
Right.
Great ideas.
Yeah, we're not even talking about going out and shooting a gun or anything like that, going out to target practice. Of course, I wear double protection. I've got interior protection as well as external protection as well when I go to a shooting range. But we just need to become more sensitive to this. Chris, are these numbers available, like on your website, to where people can, you know, get better information and better understand, you know, what kind of sound decibels they're exposing themselves to?
Absolutely. More information is available at bit.ly/hearingloss info. That's bit.ly/hearingloss info, and you can learn more about the threats and how to protect yourself.
Well, Chris Lewis has been our guest, Chief Scientific Officer and co-founder of Frequency Therapeutics. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate all the information. Take care. Have a great day.
Pleasure speaking to you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell